Rivas Araisa is referred to in the Gemara as a Rivas Katsutsa. Rivas Katsutsa, to be considered Rivas Katsutsa, it has to meet five criteria. It has to be alone. Now, I want to explain the word loam, because in English, the word loam is not such a clear word. In Gemara, there's something called a halva, and something called a she'ela. They're both translated in English as alone. The difference between a she'ela and a halva is very simple. If I lend you my car, that's called a she'ela, because I expect to get back the same car. I'm not expecting to get back a different car. If I lend you money, I'm expecting to get back different money. If I lend you flour, I'm getting back something different. It's going to be used, consumed, spent. So halva is what it's going to be spent and used, and then given something else will be given in return. A she'ela is the same object. When we say loan, we mean halva, we do not mean she'ela. So to be considered for Rivas Katsutsa, it has to be given for a loan. It has to be, at the time of the loan, there was an arrangement for Rivas. It was made up at the time of the loan, not later on. It has to be that it's going to definitely come to it according to the arrangements. It's not tzadech of a ribis, which means according to our arrangements, if this happens, yes, if this happens, no. We're making the requirements of a ribis. You might not have to pay it if you don't meet a certain time. But based on the terms, there's going to definitely be a requirement of ribis. My mind's blanking right now. There's two more. They'll come to me in a moment. When you have all five of those, that's instead of ribis suits up. If you're missing one of them, it's not the rice anymore. It's derech malchum memker, it's not for a loan, etc. Those points, if it's missing one of those, it's going to be considered what's known as avak ribis. You found that we have something called Mexican ribis, haramas ribis. That's when it's missing more than one of them. That's at least one explanation how to understand it. When it's missing more than one of those five, which I have to give you the five, it will come back to me hopefully. If not, I'll give it to you again tomorrow. If it's missing more than one of those, it's not considered avak ribis. It's considered haramis ribis or mexican ribis. The difference between ribis ktsutsa, avak ribis, haramis ribis ktsutsa, the halacha is you must return it. Bezin can force you to return it. Avak ribis, the bezin cannot force you, but you're expected, in those situations, you're expected to return it. Haramis ribis, you did an aveira, you don't have to return it. There's not even a din of lotzit v'neshamayim to return it. So say I go to somebody and I borrow, I go to a bank, which is a Jewish-owned bank, and you don't rely on the heads of corporations, and I put money in a bank account there, an interest-bearing account, I'm lending them money. When I put money in a bank account, I'm lending them money, and they're giving me interest. When I realize, if I'm not in a Jewish bank, I'd have to return the interest. That'd be a case of ribis ktsutsa, a case of avak ribis would be this, everything is the same, but one of the other points is there has to be that he's gaining money and I'm losing something. There's neshek and there's karbis. I am taking a loss and he's gaining something. In the case where I didn't take any loss in any form, but he got the benefit out of it, so that would not be considered ribis. That would not be considered ribis ketsutsa. There's one more which will come to me eventually. Besides that, there's a few more examples of ribis. There's something known as ribis muktamis, ribis mukheris. Ribis before the loan took place, I do you a few favors, that's why you'll lend me something. After the loan is totally completed, I come back and because of the loan, I give them something after the loan is completed. There's also something known as ribis devorim, where there's all it is I'm giving you a bracha, I'm doing some type of benefit, which is not a tangible benefit, it's an intangible benefit. Some person suggests maybe saying thank you is a problem. Mikas and Pasas, thank you is not a problem. But a bracha would definitely be an issue. Give me, oh, it's so nice you gave me a loan. If I want to give you, I want to bless you with this and this and this and this. So because of the loan, you're giving him this bracha. That's ribis devorim, and that's also prohibited. Okay, have a good morning.